Good morning. I actually wanted to go back 1 week. We continued for Birkas HaTorah already to the Karbonis. I just want to go back just to conclude one more shiur that is related to Birkas HaTorah. That will be the main topic. But it has a lot to do in halacha and other things, especially in davening. It's really going to be a preview for things that have to do with Hilchos Kriyashma and Hilchos Chazaras Hashatz and other items that have to do with this particular halacha. If it's very important, we skipped it. So I'm going to go back to it to end this topic of the halachas of Birkas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachas, the Chafon base. Now, the order here of the sheet is not exactly going in order, because I was thinking of starting from one end, we're going to start from another place, but we'll try the numbers, just indicate where we're starting from. So number one in the Gemara is on the left side of your page. The Mishnah says, The Gemara says something was noting in the Gemara. Now today, the Baal Keri, when he does Kriyashma, he should not say the Brachas. He should only be Meharer. Should only think it in his mind. He holds it because Samazin should do after, but not before. We don't hold, we just hold that you do the bracha like usual. Blake doesn't change anything. But what we need for the Gemara for us is where the Gemara says, Zoisomeris Hiru Kedibur Dami. According to what the Mishnah holds, that a Belkeri cannot say brachas, what does he do instead? He is Mehari. He thinks in his mind the brachas. What does that help to think in your mind if you're not saying the brachas? You see from here that hearer, which means thinking, what's the best translation of hearer? Thinking? Yeah, like saying the words in your mind is kedibur dami. It's equal to dibur. He's like, I love kedibur dami, lama mehare. What's the point of being a hearer if you're not doing anything? So the Gemara, my hearer, kedibur dami, yoytzi b'sfasav, you could say. So why are you saying in your, so just say it. If thinking is exactly like saying, so why do you just say in your mouth? So the Gemara Kedashkim Sinai, which is not our topic right now, but the idea is in Sinai, there were, you're not allowed to do it for a Baal Keri, because Tosfos brings over here, that there was a Dibur that to go to the mikvah. When you go to the mikvah, you can't say. So here, even though it is like Dibur, but it does not, it wasn't something they did in Sinai. Okay. Here's not like dibur. This is like a dibur dami. You ate to so as we just said, she's saying in your mouth. And I'm here love kedibur dami la meharu. So why are you doing here? So everybody's saying Krishna is going to be sitting down quiet. So at least participate in something, right? It's not saying here is not like dibur, but you know somehow you're participating with the tzibur to a certain extent. But here love kedibur dami. Look at the second text over here. Text says. Because the Gemara explains his words. So therefore you cannot think Shema. You have to say Shema. Thinking does not work. You have to actually say it. And that's what Shulchan Aruch passes, because we don't have it here on the sheet. But Shulchan Aruch Simon Savach Beis says that if a person is saying Shema in his heart, it doesn't work. You have to actually pronounce it in your mouth. You have to be atkekachi ashmir lozni. He has to hear himself saying it. And everybody agrees to that. And the Ramos speaks over there. It says that what happens if a person is stuck in a place he can't say it, then he should do hearer. If he's chayli sick, he should do hearer instead. But it's the same thing, and so on. And the Vilna Gaon brings the Mokov over here in the Gemara. Everybody agrees to that. Seemingly, that hearer is lav kedibur. Thinking in your mind is not good enough. You actually have to say the words. So if one person wants to say Kriya Shema, he must say the words. So Atkan, this is that's the Agdama from the Gemara.
But that's for Shema only, right?
What do you mean? And now what?
Something else. I don't know.
The course for everything. Shema and every tefillah, anything that needs to say deeper, anything you have to pronounce. Now we're going back to Birkas HaTorah. We know in order to learn Torah, one has to say Birkas HaTorah. So the Shaila is, do you have to say Birkas HaTorah not for learning with your mouth, but for hearing B'divrei Torah? Whatever the person wants to think of learning, not to speak of learning. Can he say, can he learn? The question is double. Can he be Mehar before he says because of Torah? And second, can he say because of Torah and his learning, as we learn, at least one sheet holds that you need to learn right after doing because of Torah. What happens if he doesn't learn with his mouth, but he learns with his mind? Is that good enough? If you look at the Besaysif in the right side of the page, number 2, we're going to go to the second part first. Dalet. Kosav Eigur. Shemi Shemeir Beliba Toyo Koydim Shibir Vigasatoya Shofir Dami. It's okay. You don't have to. If you don't say the words, you're okay. Tehiru Lav Kedibur Dami. Thinking is not Dibur. Lian Brocho. Kamor Lian Kriyashma. Fetfilo. Chepaskotoises. And that's what we hold the Hiru Lav Kedibur Dami. So therefore, you don't have to say Vigasatoya if you're only thinking and learning. If you look at Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalid, in the left side of the page, number 4, Siv Dalid, Hame'ar b'divrei Torah ein tzorech levarech, the Ramah says, u'adin d'yochel livsik din b'lein tiyaz andor ha'pusik paskan halacha, without saying the reasoning, because that's like here, because now you're just saying what to do. So you're not considered to be learning. And that's also the Ba'kamoish number 3 that we have before. But anyway, what Shulchan Aruch says, Hiru, lavka dibur, there's no din as because tell you if you're only thinking and learning.
So because is it not if you're not speaking it out loud, is it then it's not considered learning, or that's why you know.
So chur is not considered to be that chur what the shocker is saying, it's not considered to be learning. Because it isn't learning. Maybe is it considered to be learning to a certain extent, but not for because tell you. We'll see in a second. So that's a sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Famously, and we'll see soon why it's so famous, the Goyen disagrees. If you look at the Goyen, number 5, we're gonna see the end of the Goyen. We'll get back later to the beginning. If we'll have time. He says in the end, he brings the makar, the dear love, kadirudami, and then he ends in the last 2 lines. He says, I don't understand. Dekan mevorech ala mitzvah. You do broch on mitzvah. V'chileika mitzvah behira, there's no mitzvah to think and learning. V'aloi ne'emar v'yigisa boi yoyimam v'layla. Yigisa boi, tzor amal b'leiv. Kosh gulv v'hegun libi. You think in your mind, in your heart. Says the guy, I don't understand. There's a mitzvah to think and learning. So I don't do a broch on thinking and learning. So therefore, the Vilna Goyen argues and holds that you do have a broch on hiru b'divrei Torah. Machlokes is the Goyen against the Shulchan Aruch.
Torah is learning. Torah is
unique. Oh, very good. So first of all, clearly, in learning Torah is unique because in Kriya Shema, the Goyen doesn't argue. You can't do Krishna Behiru. So Divrei Torah is unique. Exactly. Very good. Now, just continuing your point over here, I want to get to that Nakuda. If you look over here, we have a Chayodam. Right? The Danziger, he wrote his, like a Shulchan Aruch, and he wrote in the bottom, there's the Nishmas Adam, there's more in Lamdas. And the Nishmas Adam, in the right side of page number 6, he brings over there, they go in, and he brings a lot of questions on him. He says, if you look at Dal, the third line, you know, they came into because they're in Avkla Mikro, the Chishem Hashem Ekro, Kuyainu Dibur. Chigam Chonim Tigru Broch Al Yeru, Lefishainu Nikor. Yeah, right. Maybe you have to think of learning, but you have to say it. That's what he says. And then he continues and argues in the Goyen. The Goyen says, Vihigiso means in your heart. So I disagree. Kaif Shabash Kosa Vihigiso, Hainu Mishah Shainu Chol Adaber. That's what he says. And then he says, also, Higiso can be talking. Right? And that's what he says. But Egun, it says Egun, the way he ends in the end of the line over there. But if you have Egun Libi, when you say Egun Libi, it means in your heart. But Egun Stam can be deeper. So that's why the Nishma Sadam is all agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. The hearer doesn't require the Torah.
You can read a whole Sefer without saying anything.
Oh, good. And Echanami, if you're reading a Sefer without saying, and Echanami, reading a Sefer without saying, according to that, will be not considered to be learning. And that's exactly, Gevaldik, I want to get to your point. So if you look at the Chayodim himself, the Chayodim was the Ikar Halachas, and in Sif Yud, in the top, he says, Mutor le'are b'divrei Torah kodesh shevarech di'iru lav k'dibur dami. Here's not a dibur. V'chein mutar l'sik dibur l'siyas down av k'iru. And that's what he holds. And the Chayodim, Shvasodim, of the Shulchan Aruch, here is not dibur. He argues with the garden, he says, disagree with the Egyon, means the thing you learn, maybe he is, it's only certain times. Kishem Hashem Ekro, you have to say. That's what he says.
About like right now, all of us sitting here listening.
Oh, very good. When I get to that too.
The other part of
whenever I get to that too. To the Shmi as well. So let's build it up. So we're talking right now about Hebrew only. Comes the, so here, the Yitzchak Isaac Chover, who is the Talmid of the Talmud of the Goren. He worked in the Goren a lot, but he wasn't a direct Talmud of the Goren. He was a Talmid of Nachum Mendel Mishiklov, who was a Talmud of the Goren. And he says that, he comes up to say something very interesting. Because the Ramah in Simon Tzameches speaks about what you mentioned. If you're reading in a book, in a sefer, are you learning out loud or not? My nafkamino, the Ramah speaks about, for a person, the Shulchan speaks about there, when they're doing Shema, they used to do, there's minhagim to do some, you know, piyutim, doing Shema like we do in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right, there's some piyutim that they say throughout Shema. In the middle of Birkas Shema, you go on to say some song, some piyut, something. So he says, if a person doing that time, he's not interested in being in the piyutim. He doesn't want to do a hafsek, let's say. He wants to learn, he wants to learn from a sefer. While the tzibur was doing piyutim. So look at the Ramah, the bottom of the page, number 7. It says, "Mekomakol lo yasek v'shun dovar fil divrei Torah, osu lafsek v'lasoik, kozma shat tzibur yom piyutim." You should not learn Torah then. Don't speak. You can't do it. He's not. He's just thinking. He's reading a sefer. No problem. Here's like a dibur. There are more ends, but maybe through that they start talking. But just look at a sefer mikra, there's not a problem, says the Ramah. Because you're not talking. You're just doing hearers. You can do it in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. Because you're not doing a hefsek. As though you stayed there, Ramah. Comes the Yitzchak Isaac Chover and the Sefer Bini and Oilam. Yitzchak has most of the Sfarim on Kabbalah. But he has a few Sfarim on Halacha. And one of them is a Shoot Bini and Oilam. And there he speaks about this concept of the Goyen. And he holds like the Goyen. He really wants to say the Hiru Kedirudami. He actually went later. He brings the Chayodom. He says, how can the Chayodom argue on Rabbeinu a Goyen? How can you do that? But he says the following. He says, this idea that the Ramah holds, that you can look at a sefer, is only the Shitase. Because he holds that Hiru Lav Kedibur. But according to the Goyen, the Hiru Kedibur Dami. So then look at a sefer, it would be the same thing. Look at the Bini Noilam inside, left side of the page, on the bottom, number 8. And on the good things, that Shikidisha Ramah, Tzorchim, Ladino, Shariav, Zal, Kokos, of the Fibosh, Kedab, Sifroi, the Hiru Lav Kedibur Dami, Lina, Tzidik, Kishwa. If you say Kriyishwa, you can't say Behiru. The same thing, Kriyishma is also Torah. You don't have to do Birkas HaTorah for thinking and learning. He holds you do have to bracha. And he may want, says the Bani Noilo, you can't look at a sefer. Because as if you're saying out loud, you're doing a hefsek. Azoy shteita the Yitzchak Isaac Chover. Meaning that that according to the Goyen, in learning, when you're thinking and learning, it's like talking. Here we love Kedibur Dami for anything else. But for Torah, here is like Dibur. And in Mele, it's exactly like talking, speaking out loud. And anytime you now speak out loud, you now be married. That's what says the Yitzchak Isaac Chover. Comes the Helik HaChofetz Chaim in the Biur HaLocha, and he disagrees. He says, no. I'm sorry. The Goyen doesn't say that Hiru is Dibur. All what the Goyen is saying is that there's a mitzvah not only to talk Torah, but also to think of Torah. And therefore you can say a bracha for it. But not that Hiru is Dibur. Not when you're thinking and learning, it's considered to be that you're talking. It's just, the Hiru is a mitzvah as well. It's on the same level. To come and create and make up a new thing and say, oh, Torah is different than Kriya Shema. Torah is different than Tefillah. Here, as the Gemara in Bracha tells you, here Lav Kedibur. But Torah here is Kedibur. No, Hero is Lav Kedibur, even according to the Goyen. But even though it's not Kedibur, we still have a mitzvah to say Hero. To think and learn. Look at the Biur HaLocha, number 9, the top, in the middle of the page, on the top. He says, he brings the Goyen, and then he brings the Bina Noilam. If you look at we'll start from the fourth line. You can think in learning in the middle of Krishwa. That's why he brings the Bir Noilam. Says the Bir Olochel and Yisdaiti Lekiv and Yofi. No, I disagree. The Gamagro Moide that Philip Toiro Hiru Lav Kedibur. Here is not like Dibur. Al the Sura the Gamahiru Mitzvah Kedektiv Gisaboyim Lilo. The Chen Mashu Lashoina by Mayan Boyetiv. He says, look at the Goyin itself. That's what Mashu Lashon Goyin. The Goyin, when the Goyin says, the Chileka Mitzvah Behiru. That's what he says. So even though it's not Hiru, he agrees, he brings the Gemur before the idea that Hiru is Lav Kedibur. He can't say Hiru is Kedibur. You have only a Mitzvah in Hiru. So to explain the Goyim, when the Goyim tells you that you have to do a Birkas HaToyah on Hiru, doesn't mean that a Hiru B'Dibur Toyah is like saying Toyah. It's not like saying Toyah. It's thinking in your mind. But there's a mitzvah also to think in your mind. And therefore you have to do a Birkas HaToyah. But not, nafkemina la halacha, in the middle of a place that you're not allowed to speak, are you allowed to think and learning? Are you allowed to read from a sefer? The Goyim will agree with the Goyim, with the Ramah. You could. It's not a hefsek. It's a mitzvah to learn, but it's not Dibur. Dibur is a hefsek, Hiru is not a hefsek. The Goyin says that Hiru is also a mitzvah, but Hiru is not like a Dibur, according to the way the Bir Halacha understands the Goyin, and that's the idea of the way the Goyin learns.
But according to the Gana, are you Yoitze, Limud Torah, if you just think the whole day?
Yes.
I understand he's saying it's a mitzvah, but are you Yoitze, Limud Torah?
Lechor, yes. Because Limud Torah means that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah he's talking about, the same mitzvah we're speaking about. There's no two mitzvahs. That mitzvah to learn pashtus. It is a mitzvah to teach. That maybe you have to do out loud. We'll see in a second. Why enough kemi according to this? But you'll be yoitz the mitzvah limud Torah.
I have followed to Jamie's question. The limud is you're high of the, because you're thinking Torah. But we were just saying that there's a different level of mitzvah. Like you're at a lower level of mitzvah, but you're pashtus you learn. But you're not if there's no dibor.
Right, so I hear, but it could be according to the Goyim, we don't find there's two mitzvahs of learning Torah for yourself, one in thinking, one in talking. So, for yourself, there should not be a difference. That's what I would think you'd say.
So, according to the Goyim, you're supposed to be two mitzvahs of Torah
before you're thinking, right. And here comes the famous, that's why I'm saying it's famous. Because there's a story, one of the Sfarim that was printed after the Goyim's Nifter, and Kabbalah is considered to be one of the biggest Sfarim of the Goyim, is the Pirush HaGoyin in Safar Tzidiyusa. Safar Tzidiyusa is a chelik in the Zoya, in Pashas Truma. And there, the Goyin has, it's a chelik said to be the main part of the Zoya. It's like the Mishnah of the Zoya. It's equivalent to the Mishnah in the Gemara. You're the Mishnah of the Zoya, the Safar Tzidiyusa. And the Goyin has a whole Pirush on Safar Tzidiyusa. The Hagdama to Safar Tzidiyusa, his Talmud, Ruchayim Veloshiner, writes in Hagdama to say a little bit about his Rebbe, the Goyin. He speaks about the Pirush itself, and then he says, I have to tell you a little bit about my Rebbe the Goyin. It's a fascinating Nagadoma. It's kedai to everybody to look at it. Mamish, unbelievable stories about the Goyin from first hand, right? The Chaim Elazar was his Talmud, Mamish, his right hand man in his last years, and he says a few stories about the Goyin, which are Mavel Arayan. It was crazy, unbelievable stories. One of the stories he brings, bow down the bottom of the page, right? I'm not going to look inside, is he says a story that the Goyin, one day the Talmidim see the Goyin very sad. And it was a Yontif. So they asked him, it was Pesach, he says, they asked him, why are you so sad? He didn't want to tell them. So after they begged him, no, Rabbi, please tell us why you're so sad. So he said that in the night, he had a dream, and he learned, he says, his Eliyahu Novi came, and he told him the idea on the Pasuk, the Olu Zebanegev, right? He told me Pirushim on the Pasuk Oluza Benegev. The Pasuk Oluza Benegev. And when he woke up in the morning, he was so excited and so happy about the new Pirushim that Eliyahu HaNavi taught him that he right away, in order not to forget, he repeated to himself in his mind all the Pirushim that Eliyahu HaNavi taught him in learning. And as he brings over here, he says he right away was punished and he forgot everything. Why? Because he, as the Reb Chaim brings in the parentheses, who the fish he tosso, and he kiyam shulchan aruch Reb Chaim, shekam hiru b'divrei Torah, nesa kodem b'divrei Torah. You can't, you know, I don't think he learned before b'divrei Torah. He didn't do b'divrei Torah, so that's why he was punished to forget it. That's why the girl is very sad. Then they gave him nechama, and he ends up afterwards, then, after time, they told him, no, did you get it back? And he said yes. And it's 2,260 ways to understand the pasuk, the Olus of a Negev. And afterwards, they gave it back to him, and you know, and he didn't want to say what was the reason he was zoich to get it back. So there's a little story, a little tidbit of Chaim Volozhin saying this is what where you know who was the person he was next to, and the guy is not so many years ago, it's 20 years ago. It's not much like, but the Ma'aseh said that. So he, that's the story famous in the Goyin, that the girl she does the hold you can't be Ma'aron and divertir. So that's just to point on the machlokes. I just want to mention one thing. I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapira Zechatzal Livracha that it's very important to remember that there's a difference between Hiru and Machshava. We have a concept, the Gemara lower says, the Machshava Lav Kedibur Dami. Then you have Hiru, Kedibur Dami is Machlekes. It says there's two different stages. Also, in Nistar, there's a concept, there's different levels that you go from, you know, you have Rotzah in Machshava, Hiru, Dibur, Maise. Machshava and Hiru are not the same thing. Machshava is some kind of a thought. You know, an unexplained, undefined thought. A person has some idea. That's not called divertir l'kul alma. Divertir means, similar to what you mentioned, Jamie, if you learn, you look at a sefer, and instead of reading out loud, you're saying it in your mind. If you're saying, basically, the words in your mind, you're thinking about learning. So something the person is thinking learning. What's a shayla? What's the answer? What's a shayla? That's learning, thinking learning. But stop an idea about, you know, you don't, it's not defined. It's like, so a lot of times a person has a question that's bothering him, so he says, hey, maybe that's the idea. Then he has to think about it and build it up. That first thought is not a cold. That's not kedibur, the kula halma. It's only hirur, which is already more, it's basically talking in your mind. That's what hirur is. Hirur loshon heroyon, that builds up the dibur coming up. But that's the shita sagoy, and the goyin says hiru is mechav dibur because toyo. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens the hiru is lav kedibur dami. Even the gabe dibur toyo, even the gabe because of toyo, you could think in learning without because of toyo. But now let's go back to the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, in the top right side of the page, Gimel, he brings in the beginning. Kosev Rabbeinu David Avud Yerucham shemishtim nishkim lichtoiv dibur toyo. Now he's not thinking, learning, not talking, learning, but writing. He's writing Torah. Koyim filo chaya levoy because of Torah. Kamoy lilmoid. Writing is like learning. Rakshaloya koyis with varishus. Don't write something which is not Torah. Varishus is like writing a letter. So, writing the Bishesu says is like learning. The Bishesu himself, he wrote a sefer called Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis was written after the Bishesu was concluded. It was like a few footnotes that the Beis Yosef wrote on the Beis Yosef later in his life. In the Bedek Habayis, he says, because look at the Igor I'm going to mention. What's the Igor? To hear B'divrei Torah is mutter. So everybody's bothered by it. What's the difference between writing or hearer? You're not saying in your mouth. What's the nafkamina? Some want to say that's what the Beis Yosef is mentioning in his parentheses, as we'll see in a second. The Beis Yosef says, look there, I have a problem with it. Writing is a problem like Avud Yerucham. But the Igur says that. Maybe it's a machlokes. If you look at the Taz in the Mogen Avraham, the Taz number 10 on the left side of the page, he brings this question. He says, you don't say a brach when you're thinking and learning. Writing is like just thinking. Says the Taz, I don't understand the difference. Then he brings also, if you look at Mugen Avraham on top, a koisev. He brings this whole thing. And then he ends the last three lines of the Mugen Avraham. It's like hero. What's the difference between writing and thinking and learning? Says the Taz, the Mugen Avraham, I don't understand. If you look at the Vilna Goyen says, if you look at the Ois Aleph in the Goyen after he brings the Hiru Kedibur Dami, if you can hear a problem or not, he ends the last line of Ois Aleph, he says, Vizeh Soiser! This is a contradiction. Mashi Kosov Seiv Gimel, Akoisov. Vechenik Shuataz. Says the Goyen, The Shulchan Aruch is contradicting himself. At Seif Beis, he says, the writing is, at Seif Gimel, he says, the writing is what? is divrei Torah. And Tziv Daladi says that thinking learning is not divrei Torah. Thinking and writing, same thing. What's the difference? So the Mugravon, the Taz, the Mugravon, the Vilna Goyen, they all just say writing is exactly like thinking. If you all thinking is not considered to be Torah because of Torah, so the writing is not considered Torah because of Torah. If you all the writing, if you all the thinking is Torah like the Goyen, so they don't call also writing. That's what they say. So really, the Kshayla is there any difference between writing and thinking and learning? If you look at the Levush, number 12, on the right side, he says a reason why there's a difference. He says, in Tzif Gimel, the Levush, writing is Mechad Divrei Torah. Dalit. V'davka Koisev, why? She'oise Maise B'Ksivo. He's doing something. He's writing. Says Lavush, that's the difference. You know the difference between writing and thinking and learning? Writing, you're doing something. You're actually creating something in the world. Not less than talking. Thinking, you're not doing anything. Machshava, hero, is not creating anything. It's not doing an oilam ha'maisa, nothing's happening. So therefore, Zogdesh, the Lavush, so that's why that's the difference between ksiva and hero. To answer the question,
hero and machshava the same thing.
Not yeah, for that purpose, yes. Purpose. You're not creating something.
What's the difference? Hero is if you're a machshava is like an unrelated thought, but once you start writing, you have to really be deep in the sugya to get.
That's what I said before. The hero is like really like talking. It's like talking in your mind. Right. So the chiddush is if you're not putting it outside. It's stuff you didn't do anything.
Right, but I'm saying once you're writing, you are putting it outside.
You're putting it outside. That's what a ma'aseh. It's a ma'aseh. You're doing something. The Chayyadim says something, which really brought it right in the Rishonim. And see if you'd Aleph, the Chayyadim, number 66 over there. Also, Lichtoy Divrei Torah Shevorech, V'nir Elim, Yishudech HaKoysev, Lohitzi Mipiv Masha Koysev. Says, you know, right? The reason is because when you write, three times person says something, says while he's writing. So it's not really the writing is a problem. But when you write, you are, you know, by mistake, someone will say something. So therefore, he says a problem. So that's what he says. This became a very big discussion in the Poiskim, in your Yeridel. Because the Shaila was, when we know, like Abi Edus, the Klal is, the Mipiyim, and Piksova. The big Shaila is, what happens if someone committed to do something in writing? And he did a Shvu in writing. Does that have the level of Shvu in speaking? Does that have the level of a Neder in speaking? Right? So shtar and me'edus is not the same thing. But isn't edus different, is testimony different than just a person talking? If a person goes and commits on his shtar, obviously this chiyuv moment, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he takes a shvu. Is that at the same level like saying in your mouth a shvu? Is that the same level neder or not? And at the place scheme, there's several shuvas about it. If you look at the Kivager, when the Kivager, number 5, back to the left side of the page, two questions like a Be'edus, he just brings over here the Mekoyers, and Chuz Chavas Yoyer, Chuz Shev Yaakov, Chuz Yaakov, he brings all kinds of different Mekoyers, they're speaking about that, this issue. Is writing, like talking or not, comes out of the Chor, writing is not like talking. Writing is like thinking. And the same way Shvuah or Neder and thinking doesn't work, has to be Moitzi B'Piv, so writing should not be, also be the same thing. Kvager has a big Tshuva about it. Kvager in the Tshuva quotes the Shev Yaakov, the Shev Yaakov we have over here. The Shev Yaakov says another reason why in Torah writing is considered to be like more than thinking. If you look at Shev Yaakov number 13 in the middle of the page, he says the following. He says, near in the end of the first line, nearly if you say ma'atam b'ashir b'lav achi, tzorech lo matam yipri mayin levor chayir. Why don't you see broken here? Why don't you see broken on thinking? Given the accompany, what do you see with the Torah? He's learning. Where do you learn Torah? You have to teach your children. That's the main Torah. The ultimate learning Torah is teaching to others. There's, if you're thinking and learning, you can't teach anybody. If you're talking and learning, someone can listen to you. That's why you don't say a bracha. So this is a gewaltig idea. Says the main divrei Torah that we say bracha on is the bracha that we are lilmoid v'lelamed. Is a type of Torah that I can use to teach others. Even though nobody's listening to me right now, but the fact that I could use it to teach others, that's a Torah that I have to do bracha on. When you speak out loud, someone can listen to you. That's the Torah teaching others. When you're writing a sefer, someone can learn from you. That's to teach others. But when you're thinking, nobody can listen to you. Say the Shvi Yaakov, that's the reason the writing is different than talking. Than thinking. That's only different Torah, he says the Shvi Yaakov. But now we're doing a Shvuah Nedarim. By Torah, the main Torah is to teach others. By Shvuah, this, you have to go based on your talk. That's what you bring. Also, the Nishmas Adam, the second part of Nishmas Adam, which you didn't learn today, speaks about the idea of Nedarim, if you're writing the same thing or not. The Rukveger has a long Shvuah, like we said, many Yochari speak about it. So it comes out like this. There's a machlekes, the Goyen, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyen, if thinking and learning is Torah or not. Goyen holds yet, Shulchan Aruch says no. The Shulchan Aruch says paskins, the writing Torah, is equivalent to talking, and not only to thinking. And many explain why. The Lavush says because the Maise, the Chayadu says because maybe he's going to talk, so it's not Bedafka. But then goes the Shevyaka, the Hager quotes, is that he says the Limud is whatever you can teach, and therefore you have to be Torah, if you have to say because Torah for that. Mishabura says, to Bilot says, everybody, when you're writing, just make sure to also say something out loud, like we said last week. When you say, because I tell you, say, Yavarachah, Shavishvarachah, Yeludvayim, say these things as well, so you have to be Torah on that, to be able to all the Shittas. But Shechanor Paskin, the writing is also Torah. Finally, what I want to end with is someone asked over here, I forget who it was, regarding listening to Torah. Regarding listening to Torah. Regarding listening to Torah, you listen to a shir. Is that considered to be the return or not? So Chaim Kanievsky, I saw the Diush Rishnabur brings it. Chaim Kanievsky says yes, is like learning. And I have a riot from Taisis, the Taisis we read before. If you look at back in the Gemara in the Chavon base, the number one, the first Taisis says, what's the reason the Gemara told us, according to the Mandama, the whole Zahir Kedibur Dami, so why are you talking, why are you not talking and learning, why are you only thinking? Well, this is like you found in Sinai. In Sinai, they spoke, was talking. You can't talk when a person is about to carry. But thinking you could. So this place is, who spoke in Sinai? Did Aaron still speak in Sinai? They were just listening. Look at this. This says, So Kedashka Besinai, like found Sinai. Ta'ayav Shom Dibur. There was Dibur. That's a Litvur. The Alpha Bishayu Shoy scheme, they didn't say a word. Listening to Torah is like, that's like talking out loud, and therefore it's exactly like talking. Therefore, you learn from Sinai that Sinai is going to be talking. They didn't talk, they listened. Listen is like talking. So, Chakevsky, right from here, anybody who's listening to Torah is exactly like Torah. And you can add to the Kurdish Shibyak was very geschmack. Because according to Shev Yaakov, what's the idea of Torah? Which bracha do Torah? Do bracha on a Torah that has a din of lavad lacherim. When a person is listening to Torah, right now there's a kiyum of someone teaching him and he's learning. The kiyum of Yishayam Tov Anacha is applying right now. Someone is teaching and the other one is learning, is listening. That's a kiyum of Yishayam Tov Anacha for both sides. You have the father teaching, the son listening. The kiyum of Limud Torah is a Torah that was being given and being passed on from generation to generation. And therefore, that Limud Torah is something that when a person is listening to Torah, is also part of it. It's part of it. So it comes out, thinking and learning Kodesh Shulchan Aruch is not Torah, meaning it's not enough for Birkas of Torah, so you can do a bracha on that, and a person Birkas Torah is not enough to only think and learning. Writing Kodesh Shulchan Aruch is Torah, and therefore, Birkas Torah is good enough for that. And then, again, we have the ones who argue, including the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Goyen, therefore it's Kedai to actually say out loud. But listening to the Torah, says Chaim Kanievsky, Rav of Taisis, it's not a pashut, that is exactly like talking, and Lekula Alma, that will be consistent with the Torah, and you can say Birkas HaTorah on listening to a shir. Very good. So with that, we concluded the Birkas HaTorah. I think Be'ez Hashem, the next few weeks, we'll deal a little bit with Hilchos Chanukah. Try also to mean again to Hichas Tefillah of Chanukah, and then we'll go back to the Seder Tefillah.